Kevin Coyne may not mean anything to you. Certainly never a household name, but boy, was he a big deal when you start looking at the story. A prolific songwriter and performer. He released 40 records over 40 years and big names in music. People like Sting, John Lydon from the Sex Pistols called him a big influence. When he died in 2004, he was described as the British Bob Dylan. And he was born in Normanton. He was from Derby and proudly from Derby as well. Alex Canner has been finding out more about his life here.
I'm Angela Holt, formerly Angela Coyne, Kevin Coyne's sister. This is where we all lived as children, Kitchener Avenue at Normanton.
Looking down the road, what do I see?
It's still the same, but of course it's got the nice new windows and a door.
What was it like growing up in this house when you were young?
Oh, quite lively and very musical. Quite a serious child. He took things a bit, seriously, but of course very musical. We even used to have a small jazz band around in that little room there. Mother had bring cups of tea in.
When did you first realise that Kevin had some kind of talent?
Probably in his teenage years, really. Because he always sung as a little boy. And he used to sing to my mother, I ain't half proud of my old mum.
What's your favourite track of Kevin's?
House on the Hill. Now, that's all about when he worked at the mental hospital. It's very good. The word's amazing, really. The bus is always late because it's always empty. No more visitors, see, to the patients. Sad.
You know why it's always late? 'Cause it's always empty.
Do you miss him?
Oh, yes. Because we used to ring one another. He'd ring me in Germany. Yeah, we'd have a long chat.
What would Kevin think about the fact that there's a blue plaque being made in honour of his work?
Oh, he'd be over the moon, I think, really. Probably make some dry comment, I think, probably. You know. Very proud. Yes, I always have been proud of him when I've been to the concerts.
From Normanton to London Road, Clouds was one of the legendary clubs that Kevin played. I went to meet some of his close friends outside what used to be the live venue.
My name is Paul Warren. I was with Kevin at Central Hall, where we both sat the 13 plus.
My name's Doug Smith. Kevin I met when I was an art student at the Derby Art College on Green Lane.
I'm David Manley. Became friends with Paul Warren about 7 or 8 years ago. He said, well, I'm trying to put together an exhibition about Kevin Coyne. I was a friend of his, and that's how we got to meet.
We both went our separate ways when we left Joseph Wright School of Art, and the next time I met up with Kevin was when he was with his band and he did a gig at these premises somewhere along here, and the place was called Clouds. We went and stood at the bar and had a little old trip down memory lane.
Can somebody tell me, what kind of person was Kevin?
A fully paid up member of the Awkward Squad. He was living a rock and roll life at that time. If you want a label to pin on him, I can't really think of one.
Does it strike you as surprising that maybe some people in Derby might not know who Kevin Coyne is?
Very, not entirely. No. It almost seems to me as if whenever the opportunity for real fame and real success came to him, Kevin would walk away from it all. You know, there was the famous incident when he was asked to take over as the lead singer of The Doors.
He refused to do it because he didn't want to wear leather trousers.
It's never too late. He's left an enormous body of work, both recorded work and the visual art as well. I think the blue plaque is a great idea. He would have probably complained about the specific colour of blue.
Why now? Why not? I think he'd be pleased in the end that he has actually got some recognition from his hometown.
Some might say it's taken a long time, but we're putting it right tomorrow. Alex Canner there with that look at the life of Derby's own Kevin Coyne.